Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Look at us in our hair touched by Mara Rozak.
Mara Rozak, a gift from God. She cut my bangs back to the way I like them. I was very excited. I've got a fresh little snip snip going. Root lift spray forever.
I got some, they're calling it Birkin bangs.
Oh yeah, Birkin bangs.
Birkin bangs.
Love. Little Birkin bangs.
She's just the best.
She is. We are Mara Rozak / Rose fans over here. She's amazing. We have a mailbag episode today, and we're very excited because we haven't done one of these in a while. We try to remember to do them, and honestly, we forget. So we were like, we had to move some scheduling things around for upcoming guests, and we're like, you know what? Okay, great. This makes it perfect for a mailbag ep.
It's a good opportunity to connect with the glams.
Let's just dive right in.
We've got so many questions, so many good ones.
Oh my gosh, we do.
Kirby, first question. This is from Left Foot Front. What does that mean? Is that like surfing?
Tell us.
Surfing. Ooh, or
maybe
snowboarding?
Maybe a surfy. Ooh,
yeah. Okay. The question is, I want to start using self-tanner products. Where do I start? For the face, body, etc. I'm going to pass this to Kirby because she is our resident self-tanning expert.
Yep. Okay. So I've been using Dolce Glow. Dolce Glow is now available at Ulta. And since there are a million Ultas, I feel like this will be easy for you, but it's also on Ulta's website. I think the easiest place to start with a self-tan product is an aerosol spray where you can mist it lightly over your face at night or over your makeup in the morning to get that bronze effect. And you can really see how dark it's going to make you, and you can layer it to create more application. I think that's like a nice place to start. Like, don't go full body. I would say just start off with like a little face neck moment and see how it works on you.
And start with the aerosol mist versus like drops.
100%. I think the drops can get really tricky because if you don't wash your hands properly afterwards, it can get in the crevices of your fingers and the application on your face and neck may not be as even as you want it to be. With these aerosol mists, they're forgiving. So you can really use that on your face just to give yourself a little bit of glow and see how it works. Then obviously the next step would be a mousse if you're really wanting to go all in with a body tan. However, Dolce Glow makes this gradual self-tanner that is so, so hydrating. It feels like a really nice decadent lotion, but then it has the DHA, which is the ingredient that tans your skin cells. And I love that. Like, I will literally use that in lieu of their self-tanning mousse. And I think the reason why people like self-tanning mousses is that they dry quickly, they have a cosmetic bronzer to them, and you can see where you're applying it. But the thing about those mousses or foams is that you typically have to leave them on from anywhere between 4 and 8 hours to get the best benefits. There are some that are like 2-hour tans, 1-hour tans, and things like that. They work, but for me, I know I get the best results when I leave it on overnight, like I sleep in my tan. Mm-hmm. However, the gradual tanner from Dolce Glow, they have two different levels. There's light, medium, and then medium dark. The thing about self-tanning is that in order for the mousse to dry quickly, there is, I believe, a little bit of alcohol in these products. So they are very drying. They're not the most moisturizing formulas. So with the gradual tanner, that's a lotion, you're actually helping to hydrate your body. It feels really nice. And then you wake up and you have the tan that you want. However, again, you can't see it because it looks like a lotion. It doesn't look like, you can't see where it's going. So you really have to be very, very intentional and make sure that you're applying it all over evenly and take your time with it. And I would also use a mitt even for a gradual tanner. But the last thing I'll say is, even for the face, tantoring, the yes. tanning version of contouring has been really popular. And Dolce Glow literally came out with a contouring stick. It looks like the Charlotte Tilbury blushes or contour sticks.
I'm dying to try.
But this one, it's a contour stick that has DHA in it. So you can literally put this on like as makeup and get this beautiful bronze glow. And it will also tan your face, which I think is pretty brilliant. So I've been loving it.
So then with that product, would you only use it like every few days?
Yeah, it's not a ton of DHA in it. So like if you're doing on top of foundation, you could probably get away with using it like daily.
Okay.
But if you're using it just on your clean skin, I would say alternate like right. one day on, one day off. But it buffs out like a bronzer. Right. So it looks like a bronzer on your face. And then when you wash your face, you have this like natural contour going, which I thought was really brilliant on their end.
But it'll last longer than like a cream powder bronzer that you normally would use.
Oh, 100%. Like it's like giving you that actual tanning benefit afterwards, yes. but visually you see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just am really a big fan of Dolce Glow. And the founder has an incredible story. If you haven't looked into this brand, Miley Cyrus is an investor. There was like a big dinner celebrating the launch in Ulta. And like Olivia Culpo was there with her husband. Who's her football husband? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from the Niners.
That man from the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Big
but
deal.
But he was there. Braxton Hicks?
Braxton Hicks is what you get when you're pregnant. It's the kicks you get when you're pregnant.
Not Braxton Hicks. Not Braxton. That's going to be a name in a TV show that I write. Braxton Hicks. What is this guy's name? We're not Googling it. Y'all can like tell us in the comments of this video.
I'm Googling Christian McCaffrey. That's like, how does that?
Wrong. Why did I think Braxton?
So okay, close. That was so close.
Oh, it's because Alex Earl's boyfriend, I think, is Braxton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wags.
Right?
So many wags.
So many wags. Wags are back, baby. Okay. So that's my thing.
Braxton is her boyfriend. Alex Earl's boyfriend.
Yeah. Also a football player. So I have a self-tanning video on my Instagram, but it's literally from 2020 when we were in the midst of the pandemic. You can literally go watch that to see like how I actually apply a self-tanner. I think we also have an episode on self-tanning.
Yeah, you did it by yourself, I think.
Did I?
I think you did it by yourself.
Y'all, we're hitting almost 400 episodes. I don't even remember like what we've covered at this point, but it's on there somewhere.
Thank you. I really want to try those contour sticks. And I know I was like DMing with Isabel about like getting her tanning me for the first time because I still have never done it. And I know it'll change my life, but I will. Maybe for summer. Next question is from Rachel Lewis. Thoughts on frownies? Okay. Mm. If you're not familiar with frownies, they are those silicone patches. They're quote unquote like wrinkle patches where you can place it, you know, in the area between your eyes, on your forehead. Pretty sure that they also make the ones for your chest and your neck. There's like so many brands that make these.
CO.
Yeah, CO. It's like wrinkle schminkles is another mm-hmm. one, I think. So like they're everywhere. And I honestly get asked this question a lot if they actually work. So personally, I've never used them longer than like one night to really speak to like the efficacy over time.
Yeah.
But if you speak to any dermatologist, they will tell you that yes, like if you use it, you know, daily consistently, you'll see an effect, a smoothing effect, but they're temporary.
Yeah.
Like, if you are looking for something more permanent, you're going to have to get the real deal, like real deal in-office treatments.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, you're getting ready for an event, you know, you have like a wedding or whatever that you are working up towards, it's just like using your new face or your Zip Halo. You know, it's like you're exercising your face, then you're using these silicone patches in your forehead, on your neck, on your chest, building up to that day, and you're going to look great. But if you're looking for like long-term effects, this is not going to give you that.
It's kind of like that face tape that's becoming really popular, where it's essentially like kinesiology tape that estheticians are promoting on Instagram, where before bed you like put it around your jowls to lift, on your 11s to lift, like your neck and things like that. There's a temporary superficial benefit to doing that. And, you know, frownies, I think, were the first. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
But I've tried like the CO for the chest area. And I think they're really interesting for that because like I sleep on my side. So I get these lines and I want something that's going to kind of like prohibit that. However, every time I've used it, I've woken up and like the thing is like hanging off the side. Yeah. It's like not even on me anymore.
Yeah.
And it kind of defeats the purpose. And I've just never really seen like a true benefit from that.
Let's say like trying to lock in moisture or, you know, like if you sleep like geisha.
Yeah, like low stakes. Like this is a very low stakes. They're not that expensive. So it's like if you want to try them, I don't think there's any harm. They're not going to hurt you in any way. But I wouldn't come out of it like expecting the best, most incredible result from it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like I think they're fun. How much are they? They're like the forehead wrinkle patches are like $25. They're like reusable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think like, yeah, like Kirby said, it's low stakes. If you haven't tried it and you're interested, like why not? Give it a shot. But I am curious if like our listeners like to use these silicone patches and have had like positive experiences. So let us know. Call the hotline. You know where to call us.
Let us know in the Slack. What's the best black long-lasting eyeliner? Liquid, pencil, favorite brand? This is from Jazz T21.
Kirby, what's your go-to?
I use the Valentino Beauty double-ended liquid eyeliner religiously.
She's a luxury girl.
It is the best. I love it so much. One side is a liquid pen and the other side is a, you know, it's like kind of a glide-on gel pencil liner. Huge fan of that. I do find that it lasts a really long time. It doesn't move. It doesn't smear. And my whole thing is like, if I could create a magic product, it would be a product that I could apply to my top waterline that would not move and would not transfer to my lower waterline. But to do that, you need like a crap load of alcohol and it probably would like flake and then like get everywhere. So I've yet to find a product that like is perfect for that function. In the meantime, I've just been using the Valentino Beauty, the liquid side of it on my upper waterline, which is like kind of crazy. It really fills in that lash line. But yeah, I love that one. I like Half Magic Beauty's Magic Flick.
That one truly is like just an innovative, long-lasting black liquid liner.
Totally. And then I'm a big Bobbi Brown gel pot liner girl. I always have one on me. And then lastly, Janine Lobel's new brand makes a black pencil liner, wooden pencil liner. And I used it again the other day and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot how good this is. It glides on really nicely, but it sets quickly. So it's good for like keeping product in place.
Okay. Like those. Okay. My favorite liquid liner is a Japanese one. And actually my favorite gel eyeliner is also Japanese. And we'll link to where you can find these because you can't just get them from Sephora or Ulta. So excuse the name. I didn't name it. It's Isehan, Isehan, Kiss Me Heroin Make Smooth Liquid Eyeliner. Maybe it sounds cooler in Japanese. I just love this liquid eyeliner pen because it's like extremely thin. It feels like a calligraphy paintbrush when you're like drawing it on your eye. And for me, you know, because I have small eyes, like I just really need to get in there and it's very precise and it lasts a long time for me. The pencil that they make, the Kiss Me Heroin Gel Eyeliner, is actually like, I love that product even more and I like it in brown, and they make both of them in this like dark brown that's not too warm, because I find that like a lot of brown eyeliners are just, it's too on the warm side for me. So both of these are like a much cooler tone, which I really appreciate. And it's like, it It looks like really natural. When you're trying to like have a more natural eyeliner look and you're not trying to be too intense with the black. So the Kiss Me Heroin Gel Eyeliner, the tip is so tiny. It reminds me of the Benefit Precisely Detailer almost. It's a little bit bigger than that, but it is just so tiny and precise and it lasts all day long. So those are my like two liquid gel, but I also have to shout out the Maybelline, the Precise All Day Liquid Eyeliner. That does not move. It's seriously like, I forgot how much I loved that product. I got it in the mail recently and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. Why like don't I use this all the time? And then another pencil is the Urban Decay 24/7. That shit's not going anywhere. And they make it in so many, like all the colors.
That's a good one.
Honorable mention, the Fenty Beauty Flyliner.
It's ergonomic. The little triangle shape.
You're right. Someone asked Spicy Detective. They asked for a deep dive on Retin A or retinol. We actually have a glossary episode. Retinol.
Do we?
We do.
Couldn't remember.
I looked it up. We have a glossary episode, which we need to do more of those. And I'd love to know from the glams what ingredients, trends, like what you guys would like us to do like deep dive on.
Glossary episodes are essentially historical deep dives on ingredients, their benefits, how they work, like how they came about, products, all that stuff. So we've done, what have we done? We've done sunscreen.
We did sunscreen, which someone actually mentioned in the Slack recently because we were like, call out your favorite episodes. And someone mentioned that. So thanks for doing that. We did vitamin C. We did, I think we did a niacinamide one. We definitely did the retinol one.
Do we do lactic acid?
We've done lactic acid. We've done vitamin C, sunscreen, retinol. And I think we did niacinamide. I can't figure it out because like Kirby said, we are almost 400 episodes. But let us know. What do you guys want us to do a deeper dive into? I'm diving with my fingers into the screen. Kirby, are eye serums worth the money actually?
Ooh, interesting. Are eye serums worth the money? I think this goes back to like, are eye creams a scam type of thing? I know that this is maybe the most contentious conversation on the internet because everyone's like, you could just use your regular lotion. I do think there's a benefit, especially as you're getting older and you are noticing laxity and lines and crinkling under the eye. This is like a very important subject for me personally. I do use an eye serum and an eye cream every night. For instance, Dew Skin has a eye serum. Mm. And when they launched it, a lot of people were like, I think this is drying my under eyes out even more than they were before.
Yeah.
And they were like, that is a great point because this is actually meant to be layered underneath an eye cream. So if you're using an eye serum is one of those things where it will likely have an ingredient that's going to draw more moisture into the skin, or maybe it's a form of like an acid to gently exfoliate. There's retinol eye serums, and you always want to make sure that like you're putting an eye cream on top of those so that it's not like just sucking the life out of your under eye. Are they worth it? Honestly, I don't know. I'll be 100% transparent. I don't know because I do look at my under eyes and I'm like, are they getting better? Are they not? But I don't know. I remain consistent with it. I use them. I use In Beauty Project, which has one that is like a vitamin C, I think retinol hybrid. I use Dew Skin. I put Shawnee Darden on top. I love Shawnee Darden's eye cream. I think it's like one of the best out there. It's just so pillowy and it really layers nicely under makeup too during the day. Philosophy just launched an eye cream that I've been testing out to see like, you know, how well it works or not. The eye thing is really TBD to me. I don't know.
It's just hard because it's like, it's something that takes a long time to see the results, but we're not willing to like stop to then see if it's not working. But then we're like, is it working yet?
But then it's like, shouldn't have it worked by now? Yeah. I'm like, when are we going to actually, if y'all have actually used an eye cream or an eye serum that has done wonders for your under eye, I demand to know. Because again, Shawnee Darden, like very moisturizing, like very beautiful under makeup. But I don't also think that is making claims about
right,
like changing your under eye. You know what I mean?
And that's why I think we've spoken about, like, if you're looking for like an instant change, then use like for example, the Peter Thomas Roth eye product. That's not an eye cream. That's like spackle for your eyes. Like, use makeup at that point. But I do think it's important, even if you're not using your eye cream, to still use your moisturizer, obviously, to moisturize that area. I wanted to shout out the one that I'm using right now. It's the Chanel, the Hydra Beauty. Have you used this one, Kirby? The Hydra Beauty Micro Creme.
It's just very beautiful.
It's so beautiful because it's so light. Like, I don't like really, really heavy eye creams. And this one is really, it's just so lightweight. It absorbs quickly and it just feels good. TBD on whether or not it's making a huge difference. But.
And that one's in a jar. It's like in a pot. That
exactly.
Like, it has like a little beautiful spoon. I think the reason why I like Shawnee's is like the pump. It gives you just the amount you need for the under eye.
Yeah.
And I like not having to like dig my fingers into things, but that Chanel one is really decadent. And I do like that it absorbs nicely.
Right. It's just like a beautiful experience. This is from Emily Cooper Cooks. Oh, friend of the pod, friend to me. Hi, Emily. Okay, she said, 36, pale. Best things for redness, open to procedures. The first thing I would like to know is what is causing the redness? Like, is the redness rosacea? Is the redness heat related? Like, you're getting red like after like you're working out? Like, where is this redness coming from? We need to get to the source. Is it inflammation? Do you have sensitive skin? But for me, like, I definitely am a little bit more red in the cheeks. When I saw Georgia Louise, she was like, wow, you're like a little more sensitive in the cheek area, are you? And I was like, wow, I feel like as I'm getting older, definitely like just it's presenting more. I personally really like to do, I don't do microneedling a lot. But I do feel like when I do, it has helped with like reducing the inflammation around my cheek area. And just overall in general, someone else asked about like treatments that both Kirby and I like. I know people are like on the fence about microneedling because it's a rather painful procedure and it's not cheap. But I do think it makes a huge difference in my skin and my skin texture.
Yeah, I love microneedling. Today, when we're filming this, I'm actually going afterwards to get microneedled with PRP.
Oh, and that is like, that's like chef's kiss. That's what you need to do.
I've never done it before, but you are numbed. And so I feel like that helps with the pain.
Yes.
I have found microneedling to be way more tolerable and fine pain-wise than like other treatments.
When they numb you, like it definitely, it's really not that bad. I will say just like no matter what, The forehead is just a little bit spicy, no matter what. So just brace yourself a little bit. But beauty's pain.
And then LED masks can also be beneficial. The ones at home, if you go get LED treatments, like with the facial, highly recommend that. Cosmetically, superficially, I mean, there is this product that I have been meaning to post about. It's from Graftobian. It's their yellow highlighter. My mom bought this product because she used to have this powder from Lauren Hutton's brand. Okay, so the 90s. It was called Mojave Magic. It's been long discontinued. I don't know how this woman should not have still had this powder, but she was using it to this day. And she's finally like, okay, I think I got to get rid of this, but they don't make Mojave Magic anymore. I don't know what to do. So I guess she was like looking up yellow powders and this got served to her as an ad from Graftobian, which is like a professional on-set
brand. Heard of it.
Yeah. Like if you go to any of the beauty supply stores for film and television, they carry Graftobian. Graftobian makes like body and face paints that I use for Halloween, things of that nature. Well, she finds this thing called yellow highlighter. It's this powder and a compact.
Googling.
She started wearing it. And I remember being like, your skin looks really good. And she's like, thanks. It's this thing that I bought online. It's this yellow powder. When she came to visit me, I used it because she was like, try it. And I'm fully obsessed with it. It takes out the redness. So what I do is I will apply my skincare in the morning, you know, all the things, including SPF. My face is like naturally has like a little bit of a redness to it. So I'll go in with like a really big fluffy brush and like dab it in the Graftobian. I will tap it to get rid of any excess. And then I will just start like buffing it into the areas that are red on my face, which is primarily my cheeks, my nose, and my chin. This will take away the redness. And it, if you put too much though, you will look yellow. Like you will look like you're trying to be Tweety Bird or something. But like, that's why you have to like be very, very intentional with how much you're picking up and how much you're tapping off and then buffing it into the skin.
It's a powder?
Yes.
Or is it cream? It's a powder.
It's a powder.
Okay. Okay.
And so I'll do that. And then sometimes like I'll just do that. I won't do anything else. It just like takes the redness out, makes your skin look healthy, all of that good stuff. Then if I'm doing my actual makeup, I apply powder before I apply creams to my face because I feel like it sets my makeup way better and it makes it look more cohesive and it stays on longer. So I'll do that same process and then go in with like cream, blush, contour, concealer, all of that stuff, and then buff all of that out with another brush. But it instantly takes the red out. So this is a pro, and honestly, it's like it's a yellow color corrector in a powder form. So I think that Huda may make one. But if you look up like yellow color correcting powder, I just happen to love Graftobians and I bought it off their website and it is a treat. So big fan over here.
Ooh, thank you, Janet.
Janet, little influencer over here.
Little influencer.
What is your favorite lip moisturizer? Like what actually works? Dry in Wisconsin. And this is from Andrea Bequest. Okay, dry in Wisconsin.
I know, I love that. We've talked about this product like a million, 100,000 times, but the Lawless Forget the Filler lip mask is just so, so good. And I would like to know, dry in Wisconsin, are you sleeping with a lip mask or something on your lips? Because I do think that if you don't, it really like ruins the rest of the day. Like for me personally, if I forget to go to sleep without a lip mask, or if I'm in bed already, like about to fall asleep, and then I realize I didn't apply a lip mask or anything on my lips, I have to get up out from bed and apply something because I know the next day my lips will just be dry as fuck. And totally, it's just going to put me in a bad mood.
Totally. No, I hear you. That the Forget the Filler mask, I think, is like, I don't want to say it's replacing Laneige because Laneige had a pop-up at the Grove and it like had a line every single day, which was bonkers. But they changed the formula of Laneige. I'm telling you, that mask is not the same as it was in the early aughts.
And some people really love it, obviously. They're doing okay.
They're doing great. We're not going to like shame them for changing the formula, I guess. But like for me, the Forget the Filler is way superior and I am truly obsessed with it. I also like Anfisa Skin. So They launched this product called An Gloss. It's a ceramide lip treatment and it has what they are calling Cerabind technology. It has 5 skin identical ceramides and vegan cholesterol that helps with strengthening the barrier for long lasting moisture on your lips. And it also has some peptides. I know peptide lip treatments are like very, very popular. Miss Hailey Bieber like put those on the map. And now there's like a million version of these like lip treatments. But I use Forget the Filler, the gloss. But I've stopped using the mask because I wanted to try out this lip treatment from Anfisa. And now I can't be without this. It is the most juicy, decadent hug of a lip treatment. And I feel like the formula is really unlike anything else I've ever tried before. Also, I think we're going to have a big year for cholesterol. I think that now that cow's milk and butter are like back on the map and people are like, fuck yeah, cow's milk, we're going to see a lot more people talking about cholesterol in beauty products. Like, and this is nothing new, triple lipid SkinCeuticals has cholesterol in it. Liquid Gold from Stradia, that has cholesterol in it. I just thought it was interesting that this particular product is really promoting the fact it has this like vegan cholesterol. And anyways, I'm obsessed with it. And I wear it at night and I wake up in the morning and my lips are plump and they feel good. And I really can't get enough of it. It's amazing.
Oh, I got to try that.
Yeah, it's great.
I also wanted to shout out, I just got sent the JLo Beauty Besso Balm lip mask.
Oh, did you?
I'm like done with it.
Oh, yeah, because it was small. It was small, yeah, right?
I will mention that. It's tiny and it's like 8 milliliters. I'm looking at the price or the size on Sephora. It's tiny, but I really liked it.
Wait, is it still available on Sephora? Because JLo Beauty is no longer in Sephora.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. JLo Beauty, let's look it up. JLo Beauty, no longer in Sephora. Maybe they're still selling online, but yeah, they're exiting stores. Yep, JLo Beauty exits Sephora's US stores.
Where are they going? Who knows?
Says, this is from Beauty Independent.
Amazon?
Calls to the beauty specialty retailers' locations throughout the New York metro area last week, this was in early March, revealed that the skincare and body care brand from Jennifer Lopez, which arrived at Sephora in 2021, was removed from stores, although it remains available on the Sephora's U.S. website. There you go. And Sephora stores outside of U.S. In an Instagram comment on February 25th, JLo Beauty informed a customer that its products are stocked at Sephora stores in Mexico, and the brand remains available at Macy's online and in chain stores. Interesting.
What? Why?
Yeah, apparently their CEO, Lisa Sequino, departed, and she became the CEO of Supergoop.
Oh.
And that representatives for JLo Beauty and Sephora in the US declined to comment on the status of the brand.
What is happening with Jennifer Lopez?
I know, I feel real bad for her, actually.
I feel so like we were all like rooting for her, and then her movie came out.
Listen, I think that people were like, enough of the fuckery. She put out this like insane movie and documentary. And I'm just like generalizing here because for me, I'm like, girl, do what you want to do. You're 50 something years old. You have the money. This is your passion project. Do it.
You're hot. You married the love of your life. Why not?
You ended up going back to the love of your life. Like, yeah. I have to respect it. Like, get it, girl. But then this turned into people being like, what is she doing? This is like so embarrassing. And then that and turned into JLo is nasty and she is mean. And I'm like, girl. And then like her tour is not selling the way they thought. I think that she thought that this Amazon thing was going to be a launch pad for her tour, that people were going to want to come and see and hear these songs. And I just think people don't really care. They want like Jenny from the Block. They want Waiting for Tonight. They want Let's Get Loud. They want that JLo. And I think if JLo goes back to that, she will be fine. But in my opinion, I think she needs to lay low. She needs to lay low for a little bit.
Yeah, I think she needs to take a little break.
Yeah, take a little breakaroo.
I think she did a little bit too much.
She's JLo though. Like I'm like, I respect JLo. Like you do not become JLo like from osmosis.
We talked about this, I think, previously, but the Netflix documentary.
So good.
About her. Oh, incredible. My God. I like walked away from that being like, wow, I'm a huge JLo fan.
The thing I'm not going to stand for is people saying that she's a bad actress. Like, oh, she can't sing. And also like her acting's shitty. I'm like, we're not. You can say whatever you want about her music career. She has a music career and she's had one for a very long time, which is a hard thing to do. But that woman has always first and foremost been an actress, and she's a damn good one. If you have not seen Mother on Netflix, oh my God, we went to the premiere of this. It's incredible.
Or Hustlers.
Hustlers.
Hustlers. Jenny? That she should have been nominated for.
Totally. She should have. But honestly, her movie Enough, Mother is like Enough, but like as a like part two. It's incredible. Like I cannot sing the praises of this movie anymore. I was like grimacing. I was like, yeah, fight him. Like, you believe Jenny from the Block. Okay. So no more JLo slander.
Also, wedding planner, Made in Manhattan. She's given us so much. Selena, period.
Selena.
Period done.
I'm telling you, JLo, listen, don't let the haters get you down.
Listening, JLo? You're listening, right?
they're going to come after you, but then what happens? It's like when you're overexposed, people want to hate on you, and then she's going to rise back to the top. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
people are rooting for, I'm rooting for her. You're rooting for her. We've always said JLo Beauty, the strategy was really whack.
Not really,
and like never would have directed her to go that direction, and whoever did direct her did a bad job.
If you need consultation, come find us. We're available.
She could have done something really, really great with that brand.
But anyways, yeah, we're rooting for you. And the Beso bomb is good if you can get it. I guess news to me.
Find it in Sephora, Mexico.
And then two more honorable mentions. You like this product too, I think. The La Mer, the lip volumizer. Oh. If you feel like spending $100. So Kirby likes the balm. I like the lip volumizer, which I didn't even know that it was a volumizer, really. Like, I don't think it actually, like,
does anything.
Plumps your lips, but it just feels so good. Like, I just need, like, I need a thick layer of goodness on my lips. I need hydration. And to me, like, I love that product, but it's $100. Kirby likes the balm.
Yes. La Mer, the lip balm. It has like a minty flavor to it. It's velvety and it has like a bunch of waxes and stuff in it. So it's like definitely going to lock in like the moisture that you need overnight. It's great. I freaking love it. And it's a great gift to give. Like if you really want to like make somebody happy, gift them the lip balm. It'll come in a cute little La Mer bag from Nordstrom and
you can't beat
people
that.
Will be like, oh my God, you got me La Mer. And it's like, well, you got the $80 La Mer. You didn't get the full Monty La Mer, but still great.
And then one more, because I love, this is like, it's just my favorite because I have dry lips, big dry lips. The Then I Met You Honeydew Lip Mask, it's so good.
It's delicious.
It's like, smells like honeydew. It has like honeydew in it. It's got lactic acid, squalane, avocado oil, honey. It's, I think, an underrated lip treatment. Like, you know, everyone loves their lip butters and their, you know, peptide lip whatevers. But this product is actually like very, very good. So that's that. If you'd like to know all the rest of my favorite lip products, we can do an entire episode. But
we will do a whole episode dedicated to Sarah's lip.
We must move on.
Okay, so we did get a question from a girl named Elsie asking about melasma for the body. I have truly never heard about melasma for the body.
Explain.
I'm going to talk to Dr. Samuelitis about it today to get more information, and maybe that's a whole other episode, but I just don't feel comfortable talking about this particular subject because I've truly never had melasma on my body, and I'm wondering if that is actually melasma or if it's maybe something else that you should look into. Not to like cause concern, but I've literally never heard about this like outside of the face. So TBD, we will get back to you, Elsie, on that, because you did write us a very like long question and I want to make sure it gets answered, but I just don't feel comfortable answering that.
We will consult the experts.
The other thing was this girl Heather asked about sebaceous hyperplasia. And I actually had to look this up.
Same.
Because I was like, what the hell is sebaceous hyperplasia? Is this a new thing I need to worry about? And they're not skin tags, but they're essentially like little bumps that arise on the skin.
From like oil glands, clogged oil glands.
And that's one of those things that I think we should have a dermatologist or somebody come on and like, I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
We should, though. We should have like Dr. Sam or someone like a derm regularly come on to answer these questions.
Totally. She'd be happy to. And I know that she would like love to share her knowledge. But those were actually two, you know, we covered this stuff, like a lot of different skin conditions in our writing, but sebaceous hyperplasia and then melasma for the body are actually two subjects I've just truly never covered and haven't heard anything about. So love the glams teaching us.
Y'all are like educated.
I mean, the fact that you even knew the term for sebaceous hyperplasia, I'd be like, I have this bump.
Yeah.
What is it? Tell me
it's
now.
It's not a mole, but that's it's not
me
a tag.
At Dr. Sam every time. Yeah.
Heather also asked, what is our opinion on the new House Labs products? So like their relaunch House Labs 2.0.
I know a lot of people love this and I do too. I think that this was so smart. Like her initially launching on Amazon was so whack. I understand it was like a different thing to do and
felt right at the time.
Yeah. So like more of her fan base, which is a global fan base, but it just was not like Amazon does not have the best reputation when it comes to trusting a retailer for beauty stuff. I know that there are retailers active on there now, but especially at that time in 2019, you're like, what's going on? Which is crazy that this brand is about to be 4 years or 5 years old. It's about to be the same age as us in the summer, but the foundation is great. The Triclone foundation is hard to color match because it has the weirdest color wheel I've ever seen in my life.
We like had a whole episode where we were trying to shade match ourselves.
But then once you find your actual shade, it's incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
And the foundation is beautiful. Beautiful. Donnie Davy recently used it at Coachella with Chapel Roan. She used like the fairest shade they had to make Chapel's face white, like this Victorian princess. And it stayed on through the heat, the sweat, all of the things.
And the finish is really like, it's like a very skin like finish. Like it's not too, it's not matte.
Natural.
It's not dewy. It's just natural. I love it. Yeah. If I have like somewhere to be like, you know, important, I need to look good, I use that foundation.
Love the foundation. Concealer is great too. I know a lot of people love their, I can't remember the name of the product, but it's like a lipstick that won't move. It's like Lip Sense.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's not their lip oil though. Different.
It's not a lip oil. It's a different product. People love their lip oils as well. I haven't tried the lip oils.
Yeah, I think everything that they've come out with, and honestly, they have been so intentional with the relaunch. Like there's not like a, you know, I don't think there's more than like 20 SKUs of like House Labs product. Like there's only like 10 things or something like that, which I really appreciate. Another one of the products that I think a lot of people really like is the Colorfuse blush powder.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really beautiful product too. So yeah, I'm a huge fan. Kirby's a huge fan. And I really hope actually that they come out with a liquid liner because I really liked the first version that she came out with. So I hope that they come out with another version soon.
I'm waiting for a mascara. I'm waiting for a mascara. Sarah Tano,
yes.
Where are you at, girl? Get
Sarah Tano
a mascara immediately. Gogs.
We are waiting.
I'm excited to see Gaga in the Joker sequel. Think she's going to be fabulous. I cannot freaking wait. Love it.
I can't wait for her to be back in like the circuit, PR circuit.
Agreed. Get us some more Gaga moments. Love it. Okay, that is the end of this week's mailbag episode, this month's mailbag episode, this year's mailbag episode. I don't know. But let us know anytime you have questions. Again, call or text the hotline. Utilize the Slack. That's what it's there for. Send us a DM. We are here to answer. And what we don't know, we will figure out and have whole episodes about.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.